Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Why Mentality. Today we have a special guest, Jeevan. How are you today, Jeevan?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Okay, so today we're going to talk about mental health. So, Jeevan, do you have any mental health struggles?
I think mental health struggles is a very broad category, but more so, I would say definitely lah. I think anyone would, right? Like for me, I have, I would say, okay, maybe in a way, as a kid growing up, I used to have issues with my image. So how I would see myself in the mirror. So I always felt like I wasn't good enough. I always felt like not confident under my own skin. Yeah, so I guess that's one of the health struggles, mental health struggles, because it kind of affects me mentally, ma. Yeah, how I see myself and all.
Yeah.
Other than...
So when you had struggles, do you like find like help from anybody, and did the person help you like a lot?
Yeah, so I mean, initially when I first experienced this, right, I didn't feel comfortable sharing this with like anyone because I was afraid like they would judge me and stuff like that. So I kind of really like just struggled alone. Yeah. But eventually, I mean, I kind of did like reach out to some friends lah. And I shared with them, you know, that I told them lah that actually, you know, I'm very self-conscious. I see myself when I look at myself in the mirror, you know, I just don't like how I look. And yeah, I think they also could relate to a certain extent. And instead of like just being friends who like just, oh, okay, we understand. But like they were really, I'm thankful I had friends that really took action. They said, okay, Jeevan, so you feel that way, you feel like you are plump, you feel like you put on weight, then let's do something about it lah. So they kind of helped me realize that, and yeah, they exercised with me and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. So is there any other alternatives to the help you received or not?
Alternatives, I guess it would be probably also, I'm sure there are counselors that are trained to handle this, but for me, I just felt more comfortable maybe sharing with friends. Yeah, so that was one way which I dealt with it. I'm sure there are plenty more of other ways. Like sometimes some people would turn to religion, some people would turn to like all these counselors is one, maybe associations, mental health organizations that would are specifically catered to these sort of individuals. Yeah.
I see. But do you have any free and contactless OP options for the kind of help you got and its alternatives?
Free and contact, like in a sense, free, right? Okay, I think
yes.
A lot of help now today are actually anonymous and also they are free. Like they don't charge you for help. So I think off the top of my head, right, there's this organization called, let me just check it out. All right, this organization is called, let me double check, Mental Health Awareness. Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty, you know, there are plenty of like awareness and mental health organizations that like help kids out there. So I think, let me see.
Yeah,
okay,
like school counselors, families or friends, like people around you, or you can like maybe text some people for help if you need.
Yeah, that's one way. But sometimes I think people kind of want to share with someone who's more trained. So I think the trained people would probably be the counselors lah, because they kind of know what to say. Because sometimes as friends and all, right, we may not know exactly what to say, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you for like telling us your story. But do you have some positive affirmations or easy anonymous help suggestions for those who are not ready to put themselves out there and ask people for help and stuff.
Right. So I think, like, most importantly is you should know that, like, it's okay to seek help. It's okay to really, like, whatever you're feeling right now, right, or whatever you're feeling, it's perfectly fine. And almost everyone would have experienced some form of mental health struggle in their life. So you're not the only one. Okay, and then the second thing, right, is don't be afraid to share. Yeah, because sometimes if you just bottle it up on yourself, right, there will come a point in time where you'll explode. But when you let people in and you share with people the struggles they are going through, right, then that's only when people can finally understand and then begin to help you. So my friend, like, if you're listening to this, right, there are so many organizations out there that really want to help you and want to reach out to you, lah. Yeah, so don't be scared. I know the initial shock, the inertia is always hard in the beginning, but you won't regret seeking for help, lah. Yeah.
Yes. Do you have any advice you would give, like, to people wanting to pursue a dream and, like, they feel scared, they don't dare to do something they want to do because maybe, like, some people, like bullies, they don't let you do what you want to do. They make fun of you online, cyberbullying and stuff.
Yeah. Wow, okay. So there's this quote that I remember. Let me just go and, like, if people laugh at your dreams, right, that means it's a good dream. So we should all, like, have a dream that will make other people laugh. Because in a sense, basically, have a big dream. Don't dream for small things. And really don't need to care what people say, because at the end of the day, it's your life. And who are they to derail your dreams, you know? Yeah, so don't be, don't listen to them. Let it go in one year, come out the other year. Okay, and really just go for it. Dream bigger dreams. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your TikTok career?
One that I begin to realize is,
what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Oh, okay. One thing I wish I'd known.
Yes.
When I began my TikTok career, I think it would be maybe I wish I had known more editing skills. Or because, like, it was quite hard. Like, finding music, I didn't know my way around the app. So I wish, like, I probably had a better knowledge and expertise on the TikTok app before I started. Yeah, I think that would have helped me create content quicker. So, but eventually I learned, yeah.
Yeah, so like, normally, like, influencers, TikTok, YouTubers, they normally get hate, lah. Do you, like, experience it before?
Yeah, of course. I do. And that's something that every content creator would have experienced at some point in time. But it's really just what you react, how you react to it. So, I mean, hate will be there, but do you need to react to it? I feel like you don't need to. I mean, if it's constructive criticism, take it and try to do better. But if it's just flat out hate comments, I feel just ignore it. Don't even acknowledge them. Yeah. Just focus on the people that support you, people that like you. And yeah, that's all that matters, actually. Yeah.
Yes. Like, okay, so did anybody be there for you, like, or the most influential towards you?
I would say throughout my journey, right, I would say my family has definitely been there with me, lah. Like, they have seen me grow, and also, like, they have always reminded me of my standing, in a sense that to not be so caught up with all this following and all that, and to remind me that to stay grounded. Yeah, I'm thankful for my mom also. My mom has been very great in reminding me to stay grounded. She always say, "Hey, Jeevan, you better stay grounded." And I appreciate that, because sometimes it's very natural to really float up all the way to the clouds. Yeah, but thankful to have family, lor. Yeah.
Yes, like okay, so like normally influencers, normal people, they make a lot of mistakes. Do you had do you ex do you make any mistakes like before in your career? Like, do you learn anything from it, or and what do you learn from it?
Okay, so in my career, as in like my journey on TikTok or what?
Yeah, anything like it could be your school career, your school journey, your TikTok journey. Just as a normal person also can.
Of course, I mean, like, definitely, right? Like, who won't make mistakes, right? So
Yeah.
definitely made plenty of mistakes, but like it's just really about learning from those mistakes and not making them again. Yeah, I think even in school, even at home, yeah, but I don't want to elaborate too much into details, lah, but making mistakes is part of the whole learning process. If you don't make a mistake, right, then how will you be able to learn, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't be
Yeah. So what is, do you have any advice for people who like want to be have the similar career, pursue the similar career like you are like a TikToker?
Okay, so I wouldn't call my TikTok a career. It's more of a hobby for me. I do it really entertainment, not because I want to make it my full-time job lah. So any advice for people to maybe who wanna start their TikTok journey, I would say is really find out what's your purpose. Like, are you doing it to get fame? Are you doing it because you want to make a difference? And yeah, for me personally, it was to really just make a difference, and I want to make people smile and bless the people of Singapore lah. So that was my reason why I started, you know. And then the rest was all that followed. Yeah. So I mean, if you're someone who want to start a TikTok, not a career but a journey, I would say find out what's your reason or why. Like, why do you enjoy creating content? Do you want to make people laugh? You want to make people smile? You want to entertain people? Yeah.
Yeah, is there anybody like that like influenced you to do TikTok, like encouraged you to do something you always wanted to do?
I think since young, right, there was always this creator side of me, but I always afraid, like I always wanted to start a YouTube channel, but I just never did, you know, or I did, but it wasn't that successful. So I'm thankful for like people, like friends lah, friends. Example, there's this TikToker, his name is Douglas. So Douglas is actually my friend from army. So he started on TikTok, and then I was like, whoa, Douglas has like a pretty huge following. So I think Douglas was one of the inspiration for me to start TikTok lah. Yeah, and now we're really good friends. We are creators, fellow creators, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes, where can our listeners connect? Where can like the people listening to this podcast connect with you online?
I mean, they can reach out to me on social media, on Instagram. I reply more on Instagram versus on TikTok. So yeah, if you have like anything you want to ask me, I'm happy to answer. Give me some time to reply. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so thank you very much, even for your time today. I really appreciate you for joining this podcast and my first episode. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to add on?
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this also. I feel like the heart and your intention behind doing this is really to impact and bless people. So I feel so honored and privileged that you chose to invite me on your first episode. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so thank you, Rob. Thank you very much for joining me in my first ever episode. Thank you very much.
Thank
And
you.
see you in the next episode, I guess.
Yes. Okay.
Bye.